Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Warden. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about generational happiness and how one of the best things that we could do as parents is to pass on to the next generation the things that lead to lifelong happiness or contentment. Today I want to talk about keeping things in perspective. So some of you may know, you may not know, that I have two kids. I have a son who's 22, who's in college. He's going to be finishing up in a few months. And I have a son who's in eighth grade, who's going to be turning 14 in a few months. And the eighth grader has had quite a year this year so far. Academically, he's fine. But last year, he decided that he was going to start football for the first time in seventh grade. And he did okay, kind of trying to learn it and this and that. But this year, because he had played last year, he really had high hopes that he was going to be on the A team, playing with the eighth graders, that he was going to be a starter, and that he'd be doing really, really well. Well, unfortunately for him, he shares the same genetics as me. And our family genetics are not known for our athletic prowess. We're much more known for our creative side. We're much more known for our intelligence. We're much more known for almost anything other than athletics, I would go ahead and say. So, unfortunately for him, he didn't quite have the football year he was hoping to have. He didn't make the A team, so he's on the B team, which is mostly seventh graders. So, I think he's a little embarrassed about that. And he gets zero time with the eighth grade team. So I just don't think in general he's very happy. I think the coaches have been like kind of on him, wanting him to get better because I think they actually think he could get better. So they kind of have been pushing him a little bit hard. So all this like kind of culminates a couple of weeks ago where he was really depressed, kind of really upset and started saying some really kind of, you know, annoying but sad things about, you know, I don't ever get anything right. You know, I'm worthless, those kind of things. And, you know, my wife sort of has like a momentary panic, like, oh my God, he thinks he's worthless. And we sort of, you know, kind of rally the troops and come together to kind of decide how we're going to address sort of him and his situation. And, you know, I kind of gave it a day and then I sort of pulled in the next day and I kind of talking to him. And the main thing I wanted to sort of understand was where he was getting this idea that he was worthless. Like where was this coming from? Like, did a coach say it? Because if a coach told a kid he was worthless, I got something to say to this coach. Were other kids saying it? Did nobody say it? And he just sort of put it together in his head. Like, where did this come from? Because to me, like in eighth grade, to be sitting there saying I'm worthless is kind of like a big deal, right? I mean, it's not like the biggest deal, but I'm not sure if I want to allow my eighth grader to develop a foundation feeling worthless and then to build his life on top of that shitty foundation. So I was talking to him and basically what it kind of came down to was is that nothing had quite worked the way I had thought it would, that I'm not as good at football as I thought I was going to be. Grades aren't as good as I thought they would be, although his mother and I have zero complaints with the grades. I actually think he's doing well. So it was just more of that kind of stuff. But sort of as I was talking to him, what I really kind of got the sense of is it really just kind of came down to football. That he was really sort of, you know, hoping that he would have done better. He wasn't doing better. And then as a result, it's sort of everything about me is worthless because I can't even make the eighth grade football team. The problem for me is this. Your lifelong goal isn't to be an eighth grade football player. If his goal were to be a professional football player, then maybe we have a different conversation. But it's not. At least as of now, as far as I know, it's not. And so I started talking to him. And I was telling him, like, you know, like, what do you think it means that you're not good at football? You know, what do you think it means that this and that and this? And he kind of was going down this rabbit hole of like, you know, because I'm not good at football, that means I'm not good at sports. And because I'm not good at sports, that means people aren't going to like me. And he had developed this whole kind of narrative about how basically he sucks as a person because the coaches weren't happy with how he was doing in football for a couple days. And so what I really had to talk to him about was sort of twofold. One, about like, you know, it's okay to have goals for football and it's okay to like strive hard. But we kind of have to keep things in perspective. You know, there are good days and there are bad days. Some days you're going to have a good game. Some days you're going to have a bad game. You know, and we can't like throw the baby out with the bathwater every time you have a bad day because he's actually been making progress and getting better in football. And the second thing I told him, and this is more sort of relevant to what we're talking about today, is that you not being good at football right now tells me one thing. It tells me you're not good at football. That's it. It doesn't tell me you're stupid. It doesn't tell me you can't ever get good at football. What it tells me is right now, in this day, you're not as good at football as you would like to be. That's it. That's it. But how many of us do the same thing that my son did? How many of us look at one area and say, because this area is not what I want it to be, my entire life is not what I want it to be. Nothing about me is what I want it to be. Because just because my son doesn't do well at football doesn't mean he's not incredibly good at music. He's been playing guitar since he was 6 years old. He's now 13, almost 14. He can play a guitar. Not like, oh, he can play a guitar pretty well for a four. No, he can play a guitar for any age, but especially for a 14-year-old. But the problem is, for a lot of us, we do the same thing. We will literally overlook something we're really, really good at because of something we're not good at. My son was giving himself zero credit for how much he's accomplished on guitar. Never mind the fact that he's got a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo. So he has things on which he could hang his hat. He has sources of pride on which he could hang his hat. Instead, he had become so singularly focused on what he wasn't good at that it clouded everything else. That he didn't say, you know what, I'm a good guitar player, but a shitty football player. He just said, I'm a shitty person, all the way across the board. And that's not what we want to do. We want to keep things in perspective. We want to say things like, I might not be as good as I want to be at football, but it doesn't make me a bad person, right? I'm not as good as I'd like to be at my job, but I can get better. Always want to give ourselves the opportunity to be better, right? We want to give ourselves credit for what we do, and we also want to give ourselves an opportunity to improve. Yeah, I'm not as good as I want to be at football right now. I'm not as good at my job as I'd like to be today. Because part of the problem is this thing called life is a very, very long journey. And the things we say today are going to impact us tomorrow. And the things that impact us tomorrow are going to start impacting us for the rest of our life. And from where I'm sitting, if we know the things that we tell ourselves today could be the start of a lifelong narrative, then I think we need to be incredibly careful about the narratives that we allow to take root. That's why I dug in really hard, and that's why I fought my son so much about this idea of being worthless. To me, that is a terrible lifelong narrative to start developing in eighth grade. I would say it's a terrible lifelong narrative to develop at any age, but especially at eighth grade. Because if I'm worthless in eighth grade, then why work so hard in ninth grade? And if I've already screwed up ninth grade, then why care so much about high school? And off we go to a lifelong pattern of underachieving and not doing what I want to do. And more importantly, not feeling good about who I am. And we don't want that. See, we want to be able to say, you know what, I'm not good in this area, but I'm good in this area. And they don't cancel each other out. I don't want my son walking around going, yeah, I'm not good at football, but I play guitar so everybody can kiss my ass. We don't need that. It's a matter of keeping things in perspective. Maybe I'm not good in math, but I'm good in history, and that's okay. Maybe I'm not good in history, but I'm good in science, and that's fine. It's a matter of keeping things in perspective that just because one area is not great doesn't mean everything about me is wrong. Because that's not what we want. We want to be able to develop a narrative where anything I put in front of me is possible. Is it easy? No, definitely not. Right? My son wanted to go to the NFL. I think there's probably a snowball's chance in hell that happens. If he's willing to put in the work and he's willing to do all the sacrifices that it would take to achieve that level, I think it's reasonable for him to work towards it. Again, knowing what I know about my family and genetics, we'll try to kind of shift him a little different direction. But I don't ever want him to completely rule something out from the beginning just because he doesn't think he can do it. And I don't want you to do that either. I want us to be able to look at our life and say, you know what, there are things I do well. There are things I don't do as well as I would like. But all these things make me who I am. And I can live with that. I can live with not being good at football because I'm good at guitar. Or I can live with not being good at football because it's just football. Whatever the case may be. And that's what we want. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in Pittsburgh, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.